This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The optimal place to find information about you and your health for those who are expressive in their desire to figure out what's going on. We have at your service Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Dr. Kronhaus joins us every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen here to thoroughly look at, or we together are looking at some of these studies from the journals of medicine, information that may affect you and your attitude toward what you're doing or trying to do to keep your life, your health in check. Hopefully, you're checking yourself. What do you make of the president having an unscheduled medical checkup? News media tried to, as they do most everything with Trump, to make it a negative. What do you think? What did he do?
I don't want to speculate. All we know is that he was just trying to get his annual physical started going early and had some free time, and he's planning on being very busy. That's what they're reporting. And I think the rest is a bunch of speculation, and let's deal in fact.
Facts! We want the facts here. All right, let's get the facts on this study that seems to cast doubt on angioplasty. You're a cardiologist. Ken practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. So the study found limits to the benefits of having a stent in place, bypass surgery.
Let's just forget what you just said, okay?
Why?
Because you're going to confuse everybody, in all due respect. Okay. Yeah. This is a very large study of a smaller study that was done about a decade ago and is going to have a great impact on treating probably the number one medical problem in America. The number one killer of Americans is a heart attack. The coronary artery disease, the circulation to your heart gets clogged up. And this study reported in the American Heart Association this past weekend, we learned that bypass operations, angioplasty, and the placement of artery-opening stents, Doug, in most cases, these procedures may not provide any benefit over medications and lifestyle changes. Only a subgroup of patients who suffer from frequent angina, they appear to receive any benefit from an invasive procedure, and that benefit in their quality of life, not in lowering their odds of death or future heart problems. These new findings are expected to give physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. So if you have unstable symptoms, they occur at rest, or they are so troubling that you just can't live a good quality life, those are the patients, or you're evolving a heart attack, these are the patients who will benefit from invasive procedures, the stenting, the angioplasty, potentially bypass surgery. But if you have no symptoms in coronary artery disease or stable symptoms, they occur predictably, they don't bother you that much. What this study is telling us is that it's okay to start off with medications, and we're talking about a statin drug because that's what stabilizes the plaque to prevent heart attacks. Statins, aspirin, ACE inhibitors, sometimes beta blockers. So you must be on medication and also adopt lifestyle changes, good diet, some exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. And this is adequate treatment as opposed to going the invasive route. This is going to change how we proceed. It hasn't really changed how I've been proceeding because, as I said, about a decade ago, we did have a smaller study which reported the same finding, but there were many in my field especially who just were not yet convinced. And this big, big study, I think, is going to give all physicians more confidence in saying no to invasive treatments. And if the patient wants to wait before going the invasive route because they're okay with how they feel, this big study gives them the confidence that it's not going to make them live any less long. It's only going to be about changing the quality of their life to get the invasive procedure done. Now, if you're having a heart attack, It's all different. This is an unstable patient. This is the patient, like Bernie. He presented to the emergency room.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes. And he was having unstable symptoms. He can't wait. You just can't wait and put off the invasive procedure. And that's why it was so clear to me early on that he was having a heart attack.
So he's in his mid-70s, and within a week he was back on the campaign trail. Didn't look any better or worse than he's looked all along. I think he kind of looks old. He's got a lot of energy, that sort of thing. So this, I am confused. You said I was confusing people with what I presented when we began. I'm confused now because I still am not sure about the stents.
Let me say
bypass surgery, that sort of thing. Is a stent isn't bypass surgery. Okay. It's just sticking the thing in your artery, right?
Let's big picture. There's an invasive approach and a non-invasive approach to treating circulation problems to your heart. The invasive possibilities are the ballooning opening of the vessel invasively with a tube that's angioplasty, and then if possible putting in a wire mesh to hold it open. That's the stent. And when these blockages cannot adequately be opened with the catheter, then bypass surgery is another invasive possibility that sometimes must be used. Now, that's the invasive approach to treating circulation problems. The non-invasive approach involves medications, statin, aspirin, ACE inhibitor, sometimes also a beta blocker, and lifestyle, diet, and exercise, which is not bringing on symptoms. That's the non-invasive approach. Diet, exercise, medication versus stenting, angioplasty.
What's the percentage of that treatment option that works? In your experience, as a 30-some-odd-year...
Which option works?
The option of doing...
Non-invasive
versus invasive. Basically, the premise here is invasive surgery is not necessary in many instances.
It's very specific. In the stable or non-symptomatic patient, that the non-invasive approach is just as good as the invasive approach regarding how long you're going to live. It may change the quality of your life because you'll have less symptoms. If you're a stable patient, the only reason that you get an invasive procedure is to treat the symptoms. It does not prolong your life. That's the key take-home message of this very big study that confirmed the COURAGE study that was done about a decade ago. Yeah. And then if you are having unstable symptoms, for example, a heart attack, or, for example, you're having symptoms with no activity at rest, these are the patients who will live longer if you have the invasive approach. Stable, asymptomatic patients, you're not doing invasive procedure to prolong life as long as you're on the medication, and especially the medication is the statin. Does that help you?
Are you still confused? No, I still got I'm okay. I just know that I wouldn't do anything without you because you're my doctor and
if you had coronary disease and you were stable, we had stable symptoms. They occurred, you know, when you exerted really hard, you know, you were out on your tractor hailing bay, that was the only time you got your symptoms, then we could either use the medication or go the invasive route. But I would suggest to you, first try the medication, see how you're doing, and if you're not happy, then we can try the invasive route. But in terms of whether to go the invasive route with that stable situation, it's not going to prolong your life if we open them up invasively. It's just going to relieve symptoms. Whereas if you're unstable, you're evolving a heart attack, you're having symptoms at rest, that's where doing the invasive procedure will prolong life.
Yeah, pretty interesting, actually, when you get right down to it. I don't mind talking about myself.
It is interesting.
When it comes to this sort of thing. I don't have any plaque, but you wanted me to try a statin a while ago. That was because of the plaque in my carotids.
Correct.
Is that it? Yeah. Correct. I don't have it anywhere else in my body.
The interesting thing is, and you have to individualize this. It depends on your numbers, your cholesterol numbers, your inflammatory markers, and what your circulation looks like. And putting that all together, we now individualize. There's no one size fits all. And we wanted to keep you on planet Earth, prevent a stroke as best we can. And we're going to talk more about some new information about these statin drugs. And if you had any concern about them, I hope you'll be relieved, because there's been some great new information about these statin drugs, also announced this past week in Philadelphia at the American Heart Association annual scientific session meeting.
All right. Pretty good information there, don't you think? Dr. Ken on his game. Other info that affects people in the heart area. We've got a number of studies that we're going to talk about during the course of this hour, so we'll get back to that. Dr. Ken practices, as I said, at Lake Cardiology, one of the best-known cardiologists not only in Florida but around the country. So if you'd like to avail yourself of his service, spend a very interesting day, have that experience, help yourself. Call the office there, 352-735-1400, easy to remember, 735-1400, area 352 for Dr. Ken. Spend an hour or two or three or four with him. You'll find it to be very rewarding. Here's something else that's rewarding. For those of you who have stiff joints, Joint Formula 14. It's for your joints, aches and pains. You wake up in the morning and you got a neck that aches, or your back aches, or your hips are bothering you, or through the course of the day, this is a problem. Join thousands of other listeners to this program that have found relief, ache relief, by using Joint Formula 14. It's about the aches in your joints. That's why it's called, makes a lot of sense, right? Joint Formula 14 is for 14 days. Don't get real good relief in 14 days. Get your money back. Same can be done with your pet. Same company has a product called Leaps and Bounds, which is for your dog, mostly for dog. Cats, I guess, use it, but dogs get stiffer and therefore need relief. So give your pet the same thing that you're using for yourself. Help yourself. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and help yourself. 50% off. Use the DJV code when you're in there. Help yourself. Help your pets. The relief comes or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
We'll be right back. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A number of studies this week they're going through from the journals have to do with the heart, cardiology, circulation. Next up on the list is a study that didn't find any link between statin drugs and your memory falling apart. So when did this all? When was that suggestion made? I guess see something about this.
Well,
a couple of weeks.
Statin drugs, probably one of the most prescribed drug around.
You prescribe them a lot. You like them, right?
Unbelievably,
Lipitor, or what's your favorite?
Well, rosuvastatin, generic Crestor, or atorvastatin with an A, generic Lipitor, mm-hmm. And the reason why cardiologists love these drugs is not so much that they lower cholesterol, but they stabilize plaque, which is what leads to heart attack and stroke, and they lower inflammation in the circulation, which is what leads with excess bad cholesterol to the plaque forming.
Well, but it gets to your brain, doesn't that? I mean, that's part of what the problem is. It'll harm your brain because it'll plug up the blood getting to your brain, right?
Exactly, and that's why these actually may improve memory and mental functioning. But the issue is that usually these drugs are given when you're getting older, not always, but usually, and this is when our memory and thinking function are declining anyway. So people love to associate their symptoms with that drug that they're taking, and often they come up with true, unrelated conclusions. And the important finding published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is that statins will not make you stupid or cause memory loss. And for some people at risk of dementia, statins like Lipitor, the generic atorvastatin, Crestor, the generic rosuvastatin, and I only prescribe these generics, they're excellent generics, these strong statins may improve memory and mental functioning. So over 6 years, there was no significant difference between memory and mental ability among those who do and do not take statins.
All right. So the other thing that maybe fits in here is the discussion of eating fish oils. I think one of the reasons that my brains work as well as my brains, both my brains, work as well as they do, is because I take a lot of fish oil. Eat a lot of fish, oily fish, and fish oils. So that helps to keep the arteries pliable and circulation going through. Is that not true?
Absolutely. The oily fish are so heart and circulatory and brain healthy. Great to at least to have a serving of oily fish once a day. We're talking about salmon, sardines, mackerel, some of the tunas. These are the really nice high oil fishes. And also you're going to hear a lot about a newer drug called Vascepa, which is industrial strength, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which is used to lower triglycerides. And this too has been shown to prolong life. And it's been approved for very high triglycerides. And my prediction, you're going to hear shortly that it's going to be approved for even not so high triglycerides.
You know, I want to go back to just for a second, or remind me when we get started in the next half hour. I had to get an inhaler as part of me cleaning out what was going on in my system. And I don't have drugs. I'm not on drugs. I don't have the Part D of Medicare. So when I went to pick up the prescription, and the woman looked at me and said, "It's $400." I looked at her and says, "No, wait a minute, And then we talked for a half hour. They put me together with a couple of different apps and things to cut the price down. But my God, when I saw that, I can't imagine how people can. That's what the whole business about drugs and them being so expensive is something that we always ought to be talking about. And we will. 28 after the hour now on Good Day Health.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this morning, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again expressing confidence that the House won't vote to impeach him. He said he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. He spoke about the impeachment investigation on Fox and Friends.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats, who just wrapped up public hearings, say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Then later, the president lashed out at U.S. Embassy official in Ukraine, David Holmes. He accused him of lying during his testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee about the president's July phone call with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Continue with an overview of health information about health. Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show, our podcast at Good Day Health Show every week. Dr. Ken presents a different point of view, and very important for us to get to the bottom of a lot of these things. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken is a focus in part on the connection to pot and your health. Dr. Ken normally every week has something about pot, and so we have that. I talk about me almost getting a flu shot. I've done that a couple of times because of the essence of what's been going on in my body. And Ken talks about the worst job a woman can take to maintain a healthy heart in this podcast. And I get to the research about that. All kinds of research, everything that's important. Evening meals, don't eat them too late. Not good for women especially. That's risky. Find out why that is. Listen to Good Day Health, the podcast, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Every single week, different information, updating some of the journals and what they've produced and published in the past week. We're sticking with Ken's specialty of cardiology here with a couple of more of these stories. Atrial fibrillation. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. So what's new there?
More news from the American Heart Association annual meeting this past week. Doug, a person's risk of atrial fibrillation, or AFib, increases by about 3% for every inch over the average height of 5 feet 7. While we cannot change your height, we may be able to modify your other risk factors for AFib in taller individuals and be more aggressive about controlling blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. Interestingly, genetic variants linked with height are also associated with AFib.
So my father, who was 5'10", had AFib when he was 50, and he died 40 years later from complications of the AFib. That is the drugs that they gave him the thickening and thinning of the blood and all that stuff. But if I knew then, as I've said, what I know now about various the things that you can take that are natural, homeopathic, then it probably wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been as bad as it is. Or
well, Dad unfortunately didn't live a hard, healthy life, and
he wasn't overweight by any stretch.
Well, he was a big smoker.
Not until he stopped quitting when he quit smoking when he was 40. So that was 10 years before he got it. And he wasn't that. My mother was a big smoker. My father was a sort of, you know, here and there a smoker. After he, you know, he was an athlete and he didn't smoke then, but he smoked for a while, for about 10, 12 years, I think, if I remember correctly, but not a lot.
And there is a genetic component to it, because usually atrial fibrillation, usually, not always, is a disease of the aging process. As we get into our 70s and 80s and 90s, it just becomes incredibly common. And just living a hard, healthy life can actually lower your risk. And there's definitely a genetic component to this also.
Well, you know, you've examined me. You know that there have been times when I've had a little bit of irregularity. I took melatonin and
magnesium.
And potassium seems to affect it as well. So, that's interesting, though. The taller you are, the more likely you are to get it. I find that fascinating, frankly. All right, next up, older drugs that, if you have a heart attack, could help you. I did see this headline about the gout. Does anybody even have the gout anymore?
Well, it does occur, yes, and we're just aggressive at treating it. More from the American Heart Association meeting. A cheap drug that's been around for centuries as a gout treatment and also can also shield heart attack survivors from future heart crises. That's the news. The drug is colchicine. It reduces by as much as 34% a heart attack survivor's combined risk of dying from heart disease or having cardiac arrest, a stopped heart, a heart attack, a stroke, or angioplasty. These results, they provided confirmation that inflammation management reduces cardiovascular risk, and it's an example of successful repurposing of a broadly available and relatively safe generic drug for a new application. This is really great news. Cheap, safe, long-term drug, been around forever, and a 34% reduction in havoc after a heart attack.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
The gout. You want to tell us a little about the gout, just to kind of make a reference to it, since I talked about the gout. What is that? That's a swelling of your feet, right?
It usually starts in the big toe, and it's an inflammatory arthritis. It develops in some people whose levels of uric acid in the blood are just very high. Mm-hmm. And the uric acid forms these needle-like crystals in a joint, and they can cause sudden severe episodes of pain, tenderness, redness, warmth, and swelling. If you've ever seen an acute gout attack joint, and the key is that there's just excess inflammation going on with gout, and the colchicine dramatically, quickly reduces the inflammation. And this idea, very cleverly, was applied in this study. Gout lowers inflammation. We know heart attacks, too much inflammation in the circulation. Would this work? Someone tried it in a very good study, and it has. Great idea, very helpful for everybody. And after a heart attack, there may be one other drug you're going to get. So Bernie is maybe getting his colchicine.
Aha. All right. Next up, a focus on your rest time. And if you don't get enough rest, what the consequences are. This is something new, especially for women.
Journal of Bone and Mineral Research this week. This new research in postmenopausal women, Doug, has found that those who sleep for no longer than 5 hours per night are most likely to have lower bone mineral density and osteoporosis. So poor sleep has a bad impact on bone health.
So, getting better rest. Why would this not be for men as well, I guess would be the question that I'd have.
Let's do a study. This study only involved women, and probably has the same effect.
But why would they only study women, I guess would be the question. Why not?
Because it's easier to show an effect, because osteoporosis is such a bigger problem in women, although it does exist in men. Okay. And to show effectiveness, this orb impact, that's how they select these studies.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, talking about sleep, let's talk about what you can do to improve your sleep by going to MyPillow.com. Just arrived the MyPillow towels. They're not going to help you sleep. They'll help you dry off better. But the rest of the catalog, MyPillow.com, features mattresses that are superb, mattress toppers that are way beyond superb, the pillows becoming the national standard. Is there anybody you know who isn't talking about or isn't aware of Mike Lindell, his ads on the radio, ads on television? My Pillow. What a great American story. And all of the new sheets that they have, everything they have for your bed is available in twin size, XL, full size, queen size, king size, California King, all of these. It's, and everything comes free shipping. You use the DJV code. So I encourage you to go look at the catalog, see what's there. In the winter, we spend more time getting rest. So hopefully for the women, they're going to spend more time in bed during this time of the year. Maybe that'll help them a little bit. But men and women, young and old, all need to have good rest. And you don't have it if you've got a lousy mattress topper. How many people don't even have a mattress topper on their bed? You need that, like you need the MyPillow pillow insulator, and then the MyPillow pillowcases. But you need that. There's a device you put around the pillow that protects it, the pillow protector that keeps the mites and the all other stuff that crawls around in pillows and your nose and your eyes and mouth every night. It's gross. But we want to keep you healthy, keep you away from all that stuff, and they have the tools to do it at MyPillow.com. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and get 30% off the towels, 50% off the pillows, 65% off some of the other things that are there. Just check out the catalog first, and then see what you can purchase them for using the promo code DJV. Yep, lots of great DJV specials at MyPillow.com.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with a story, a new study actually, published this past week, suggesting that when it comes to exercising for brain health, intensity is everything. There's a lot of information out on the brain, Alzheimer's, dementia becoming a problem that it is, and the drug world is not able to find something that fixes the problem. So now people are trying to figure out, okay, how do we stay healthy? How do older folks in America, over 60, how do they stay healthy? There was a three-week session for those between the ages of 65 and 85 The individual is divided into three groups. One group participated in a workout that consisted of four sets of high-intensity exercise on a treadmill for 4 minutes, followed by a recovery period. Another performed moderate continuing training, a set of moderate aerobic exercises for 50 minutes. Third group participated in stretching only. And the researchers tested the amount each group's newborn neurons in their brain were being developed. Scientists know that newborn neurons tend to be generated by exercise, so is the same thing true of adults? And after analyzing the test, they found that the seniors who participated in the workout improved their memory performance, their brain usage, by 30%. The group that exercised moderately saw no improvement. The study looking at the people who were just, you know, the business of the stretching group, they didn't get anywhere anyway. So the bottom line here is that working out, exercising, walking fast, lifting weights, doing all of that stuff will improve your memory performance by 30%. So you don't want to lose your mind? Then exercise, run around, lift weights, do all that good stuff. That would be a word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at research that's been done now on penicillin. 9 in 10 people who think they're allergic are not, apparently. Why would you think in the first place you were allergic to penicillin? Where would that idea come from?
This comes out of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology scientific annual meeting this week. And a lot of people do think they're allergic. They may have taken something and had a reaction that may or may have not been an allergic reaction. But 10% of the people in America actually report being allergic to penicillin. And the news out of this meeting is that 9 in 10 are not. They have outgrown the allergy or were never allergic in the first place. However, this information can be very difficult to scratch from your medical records. Even when people test negative to a penicillin allergy at a later date, the allergy often remains on their medical and pharmacy charts. And I think in the past, doctors have been just very uneasy about taking it off because you can have severe allergic reactions, rarely to penicillin, called anaphylaxis, which is a medical emergency. You can't breathe. You have no blood pressure. If you don't get that EpiPen immediately, you're not going to survive. So it's a very dramatic but fortunately rare occurrence, and that is why I think in the past people have been very uneasy. Now the allergists can do testing carefully to see if you are, in fact. So if there's any doubt, talk to your wonderful allergist to see if, in fact, you are. And if you are, get it off your charts, because there are penicillin-based antibiotics, which are so much cheaper and effective than the more complex drugs we have to give if you're penicillin allergic.
How often is penicillin even used anymore? I never hear of penicillin.
Amoxicillin, ampicillin, you never hear of that?
Penicillin?
Okay, yes.
Penicillin?
More effective penicillins.
Got it. Next up, a ban on e-cigarettes, vaping. The American Medical Association has taken a strong position here, Ken.
And wonderfully slow. This week there have been...
Wonderfully slow?
Mm-hmm. And get the tongue out of the way. And the fact is that there's been 42 deaths and over 2,170 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products in America. And the AMA, the American Medical Association, has called for a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products that have not been approved as cessation tools by the FDA. I think this is long overdue and a good thing.
So and why is Trump saying no to it then? Because Trump says, I don't think I want to do this. He at first said he did want to, and now he's...
I think he said that before the AMA met this week and has now unifyingly called for this. And I don't think he's reacted to the AMA's point. And I think this just unifies the point of view, and that's why the AMA has done this, because there have been these various opinions out there.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, questions for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken Kronos. He'll answer them and stir some things in you, I'm sure, your curiosity, among other things. What's Ken going to answer? You'll find out next year on Good Day Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. I don't even know what that is. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or woman? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a not overdo it, but with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoos, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause...
Yes.
Yeah. So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. It's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although that's not bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby shampoo? Well, it can dry you out.
Dry you out.
It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries. Yeah. The scalp out terrifically.
Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. you use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
All right. Next is a focus or a question about tinnitus. I never know how to pronounce this. Tinnitus. It makes some people's lives miserable. There's a new supposedly, I don't know if it's an operation or what, explain if we can, brain implant surgery that you can use. There's a trial of some patients now, apparently. So I wonder, maybe the question here is, how do you get rid of tinnitus, that ringing in your ear?
Tinnitus is a really difficult problem for many people to treat. Tinnitus, it can be common if you have ear damage in the past. There's a lot of different causes from it. If you've experienced it, you know how miserable it can be.
Right.
We're running out of time, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor is the person who specializes in this. If your primary care can deal with it, we can talk more about it next week.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.